Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 9th. The Delta County Republicans held an organizational meeting on Tuesday night at the Surface Creek Community Church in Austin. About 45 people gathered for the event, including 31 voting members. Elections were held that determined officers and members of the Central Committee, which will represent Delta County at the statewide Republican gathering in April. Chairman Roger Bentley was re-elected unanimously. The only new officer was elected to fill the vice chairman position. Delta County Sheriff Fred McKee was elected unanimously to serve as vice chair. Secretary Betty Oglesby and Treasurer Sue Whittlesey were both unanimously re-elected to their positions. The Central Committee is allowed two bonus members, and in an election featuring four candidates, Kevin Russling and Tom Howell were voted in to fill those positions. And there's news out of Montrose as the city was selected to host a stop on this summer's Ride the Rockies bicycle tour. Montrose will serve as the host community for the Day 5 finish, Thursday, June 15th, and the Day 6 start, Friday, June 16th. This summer marks the 10th time Montrose has hosted a Ride the Rockies tour stop. More than 2,500 bicycle riders are anticipated to roll through Montrose in the 32nd annual bicycle tour. The City of Montrose and the Montrose County School District are the organizations sponsoring the event and will work in conjunction with the Town of Ridgeway, which will serve as a first-time host during Day 4 of the tour, Wednesday, June 14th. Public education advocates were disappointed by Tuesday's confirmation of Betsy DeVos as U.S. Secretary of Education. Eric Galatis has this report.
Colorado's education advocates are vowing to roll up their sleeves and continue the work of protecting public schools after Betsy DeVos was confirmed as Secretary of Education by the U.S. Senate yesterday. Amy Baca Olert with the Colorado Education Association says she was disappointed by the vote and notes lawmakers disregarded hundreds of thousands of educators and parents in the state who voiced opposition to DeVos, mainly for her lack of experience.
Somebody who herself had never attended public schools, sent her children to public schools, worked in public schools, and clearly by the Senate confirmation hearing, it was evident that she lacked a lot of knowledge.
During an overnight show of opposition, Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett called DeVos's nomination an insult to students, families, teachers, and others working to improve the nation's public schools. U.S. senators received a reported 1.5 million calls a day about the nomination, and rallies were held across Colorado urging Republican Senator Cory Gardner to vote against DeVos. Gardner called the debate a healthy exercise in democracy and says DeVos has pledged to fight for public schools. Baca Olert says opposition to DeVos, who has pushed for policies to privatize public education, sparked a wave of grassroots engagement in Colorado, which she hopes will continue under the new secretary's leadership.
And so we're going to stay engaged. We won't stop. We're going to make sure that we continue to share our voices and to ensure that whether it be policy at the federal level or at the state or local level, ensuring a quality public education for every child.
DeVos's confirmation adds another billionaire to President Donald Trump's cabinet. Colorado senators split along party lines, with Gardner voting yes, Bennett no. Vice President Mike Pence stepped in to break a 50-50 tie. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
About 50 people rallied outside the state capitol before Tuesday's hearing to urge Congress not to derail President Obama's signature health care law.
Progressive groups are planning a cross-country bus tour called Save My Care. They argue that if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, more than 500,000 people in Colorado would lose health care coverage.
Save our care! Save our care! Save our care! Save
hey, there's a hearing today at 2 o'clock.
The hearing was on a bill to repeal the state health care exchange and move Colorado to the federal exchange. Kathy Henson is from Thornton. Her husband is a custom home builder. She attended the rally and says before the Affordable Care Act, her family paid $1,000 each month in premiums and had a high deductible.
And we felt always on the fringe and always about on the verge of losing our health care. And we are no longer spending more than our mortgage on health care for the first time.
Connect for Health, in my opinion, is extremely and unnecessarily expensive to the Colorado taxpayer.
Republican Senator Jim Smallwood from Parker is the sponsor of Senate Bill 3. While he supports some parts of the federal law, he says he's driven by the high cost of the state's exchange and its inability to stay afloat financially without tax credits and grants.
Connect for Health has not proven to be successful per the intent of the original act, which was, and I quote, to increase access, affordability, and choice.
The exchange is how some people pay for health insurance on the individual market. Some states never created their own exchanges. Other states, such as Oregon, Kentucky, and Nevada, have moved away from a state exchange to the federal one. Kevin Patterson is the CEO of the state exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. He says switching would be costly.
We commissioned a study that our board did review. We had estimated those costs being in the $23 million range.
But Republican Senator Owen Hill of Colorado Springs says the nonpartisan fiscal analysis puts the costs of switching much lower.
You're telling me $23 million. They're telling me just over $4 million. How is there $23 million in cost in buying from healthcare.gov instead of Colorado's current website?
Senator Hill, welcome to my world. When you are dealing with the federal government and you're trying to do something that you think might be a simple process, what you are given in terms of the requirements that are built into your system because it's healthcare information, I'm just telling you what the costs have been for my colleagues.
After nearly 4 hours of testimony from people mostly talking about the benefits of the Affordable Care Act, Bill's sponsor, Jim Smallwood, said several times that his proposal wouldn't change federal law.
Senate Bill 3 does not repeal the ACA. It does not repeal the Affordable Care Act. It does not end Obamacare. It does not cancel anybody's insurance policies. It does not change anybody's insurance policies. It does not end federal subsidies that help our citizens pay for their insurance policies. And it does not in any way roll back Medicaid expansion.
One of those to testify was Nancy Hall. She says the measure doesn't deal with the underlying cost drivers that cause premiums to go up and health insurance providers to leave the exchange.
Health insurance has gotten obscenely expensive. It's not affordable. There are a lot of problems with the system. However, my problem with this bill is that it does not address any of those problems.
While Colorado lawmakers tried to keep politics out of the debate with an issue this political, it's nearly impossible. That's something Democratic Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman noted in her closing remarks.
Because even though we don't want to be political here, our fear is connected to the national movement right now.
President Donald Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress say they are acting with urgency to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's still not clear when that will happen or what will replace it. Many opponents are concerned about the timing.
Why would we waste all those tax dollars to undo, find out that we're changing everything at the federal level, and then have to redo?
Democratic Senator Lois Cord of Denver says the bill is premature. But Republican Senator Jack Tate of Centennial says the national discussion makes the measure even more timely.
I'm glad we're talking about it now rather than next year.
The bill passed on a party-line vote and now heads to the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.